Hello?
Hello, hi, this is Alize.
Yes, that's Alize. Thanks.
Hi, Alize. This is Clayton. We're on a call right now with one of my bosses. His name is Rick. He's going to give you a brief overview of about our app, and then from there we'll have some questions.
Okay, sounds good.
Hi, how's it going? So we're basically a small tech company, and we're putting together an app that is going to help, should hopefully help small businesses like yourself. So to give you kind of an overview of some of the features, one of the main features, it will help generate new clients for you. That is, we'll advertise and kind of relay people who are in need of your service and kind of with your specific individual service. So we'll pre-qualify the leads, the customers for you. So for example, if you kind of tutor in English and math, but don't tutor in science, then we won't send you any leads that are science, looking for science tutoring, basically. In leads, other features would be helping you to manage your contacts, including sending invoices, sending notifications. So if you haven't seen a student in a couple months, then you might send him a reminder or sort of an alert that, kind of automatically that you haven't seen him in a while, basically. Additionally, if you're mobile, if you're going to them or they're coming to you, we'll have kind of GPS mapping services and, ETAs for both you and the student. In either case. Additionally, we'll have credit card processing and invoicing, and these are all kind of features that you can opt in or not. And managing your contacts, that is, having a profile of each of your contacts and then notes. Like for example, for you might have kind of individual notes where you left off, what were their strengths, what were their weaknesses, that type of thing, kind of to help you manage your contacts. And so I think Clayton's got some questions for you to see what your needs are and basically what kind of features we can provide in the app that will help you in managing your business. So Clayton,
okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. All right, so the first question I have here for you is that when you think about your typical day, what would you like to see improved? For example, would you like to get more leads, which is new clients, or would you like help with scheduling, or would you like help with marketing, or would you like help with invoicing? Out of those things that I mentioned, what would help you improve?
So more like scheduling.
More scheduling?
Yeah.
Okay, and how are you currently getting your leads?
So mostly from like Craigslist. People contact me through Craigslist. They just like I put an ad and they contact me, and then I put other a little bit of ads. Like there's this app called Nextdoor, so like neighbors like around the neighborhood can see like people around, and then word to mouth.
Okay.
Mostly, yeah.
And how much are you you're paying Craigslist, what, $5 per post?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
And how many ads would you say that you're posting monthly?
Just one.
Just one ad per month?
Yeah. Well, just one, like for tutoring, right? Because I do other things too.
Oh, you do other things?
I do a little bit of other things, yeah, to get my schedule, like, busy.
Okay. But how many Craigslist ads are you posting to run your
total business? Two.
Two ads? Okay.
Yeah.
Two ads per month. Okay. And what's your other business?
My other business is a handyman business.
The handyman? Oh, so you do tutoring and handyman? Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
All right, cool. That's awesome. Okay. And from Craigslist, how many calls would you say you're getting per day?
I would say average one. And it might be day where there's like five and another day, and 3 days where there's nothing. So, yeah, average, I would say one call a day or one email a day.
Okay. And are you paying anything to Nextdoor? Or is that a free
app? No, yeah, that's free.
Okay. All right. And, okay, now, what's the best way for us to provide you with leads? Do you like leads via call, email, or text? Do you have a preference?
Text messages or email, yeah.
Okay. Okay, and as far as providing you with leads, we do have two different options as far as providing you with leads. Would you like to receive direct calls, text messages, or emails from the client, or would you like the clients to be pre-screened? For example, we can send you a cold call lead that may or may not convert and charge you between $1 to $5 per lead. Or we could answer the call for you, book the client, and charge the client for you, and charge you a small commission between 10 to 15% per lead. Which would you prefer?
I would prefer the first option.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, as far as scheduling, you said you needed help with scheduling. How are you currently scheduling your clients?
So I'm scheduling them on my own, right, trying to work out what works best for them and then what works best for me compared to my previous like student, to my next student, or anything like this. And it would be like needing help like to make it like very, very accurate, because there are many times where I get there and it doesn't start like until like 15 minutes, so I waste time, and then it puts me it gets me like late for the next one and so on and so on. So because I like to provide like a full like tutoring session, and sometimes like people have a hard time like respecting the time frame. To say.
And so are you using like Google Calendar or are you using Apple Calendar?
Yeah, I'm using Google Calendar. Yeah.
Okay. Now, would you have interest in a smart scheduling system, which would make sure that your schedule is based on you being efficient and being able to see as many people as possible, and it would also schedule you based on locations of previous schedule. That way, you can maximize your time.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Okay, and so I'm assuming that since you said you're posting ads on Craigslist, that you're not paying for any marketing at the moment, so you're not doing any marketing besides just Craigslist and Nextdoor?
That's correct.
Okay, would you like help with social media marketing?
Are you asking me right now, or are you asking me for an app?
No, what I'm asking is that, because our app will also assist with social media marketing. So what I was asking is that once our app is up and running, would you like assistance with social media marketing?
No, not really. I don't use social media.
Okay. Okay, let's see here. And would you be interested in a daily conversational advertisement, and are you willing to pay $1 per post? Meaning that, on a day-to-day basis, if you felt like, you wanted more clients for the day, you would just pay for one specific post that would get you calls.
Yeah, for sure.
And how are you currently invoicing your clients?
Like cash or checks.
Cash or checks?
Yeah.
So you're not processing any credit cards?
No.
Okay. And are you providing them with receipts?
No, I'm not providing any receipts.
Okay. So how are you handling your taxes at the end of the year?
Then it's like I have my own I have my own like spreadsheet that I make. That's how I like pay
so
my like
you're
that.
Everything through. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, instead of using a spreadsheet to track your clients and invoicing, would you have interest in a mini CRM? A mini CRM is a customer relations management system that allows you to manage all of your clients. You'll have access to all of their invoicing, their past jobs, any future jobs, and it would also send out reminders to your clients from whenever you're scheduled, or they would send reminders out to your clients when you haven't seen them in a while, or it would send reminders, or it would send actually coupons, or, you know, if you're running any promotions, through a mass to all of your clients. That way, you know, that can generate you some new business.
Yeah.
And would you be willing to pay, let's say, $10 a month for a mini CRM?
If I'm 100% sure that I'm going to get at least one client from it, yes.
Okay. Now, have you ever used any tutoring apps before in the past?
If I have what?
Have you used any tutoring apps or any handyman apps?
I've tried to look into those things, but, like, most of the time what they charge is way too much, and sometimes they, you know, you get charged and you don't even get anything or something like this. So I didn't like, I once I like heard about it, then I looked into it, and then I was like, no, it's not for me.
Okay. Now, is there any difficulties that you have as far as tutoring or in your handyman business that would that we could help you with? That you can think of.
Not anything that I can think of right now. Besides, more like
okay.
new customers, because after, like, you know, once your customers are, you do the job, then either they don't need you anymore or something like that.
Okay, so you need more leads. Leads is very important to you, then, right?
Leads are very important, yes. Because once you meet
okay,
them,
cool.
Then it's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so let me ask you a quick question. As far as if we had an application that would provide you with brand new leads on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis, and also would offer you a CRM that would manage all of your contacts and send out reminders to them when necessary, how much would that be worth to you on a monthly basis? If you could do everything in one app and didn't have to use a spreadsheet, didn't have to use Google Calendar, you could just merge everything on our app and we would be able to fully run your business through an application.
Like in a perfect world where like your leads are actual leads and you get paid,
yeah.
And all of it, and
yes.
I think something like $29 a month.
So $29 a month?
Yeah.
Okay, and we actually recently started working with other tutors. Are you currently tutoring face to face, or are you having like Skype calls and video calls?
I have mostly like face to face, but I have like one to two Skype or video calls like a week.
Yeah, well, part of our app, we want to provide a free video chat. That way you can have actual video chats with the people you're tutoring. And then also we want to give you the option of being able to record. That way either you or the student can go back to the lesson that was provided. Would that be useful for you?
Not necessarily for me, no. But for the student, yes, I think.
Yeah, but I'm saying is that for your business, wouldn't that help you get your students further along?
No, I don't think so.
So them having access to a video from a lesson, let's say hypothetically speaking, you had a session yesterday with someone about math, and today they're trying to work on the math homework and they don't remember most of the stuff you told them yesterday. So them having a video of the lesson that you taught them, that wouldn't be useful for your business as a whole?
No, because if they don't remember, I mean, they didn't understand the first time, so I need to re-explain to them in a different manner.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and as far as time, I mean, do you calculate or do you know how much time you're, taking up running both businesses?
You mean when I'm looking for, leads or something like this?
Yeah, because, tutoring someone, you can tutor someone for an hour or 2 hours, but if you get a handyman job, you may, have work for the next couple of days.
I don't understand the question.
Because what I'm asking is that are you spending an equal amount of time doing providing both services?
But I would say, it depends. There are, low periods where tutoring is a little lower, which means, during the vacation, holidays.
Yeah, yeah.
Mostly. But otherwise, tutoring is a little higher, very slightly higher than handyman on a regular basis. And then over the holidays, then handyman makes up for the lack of tutoring.
Okay. Now, as far as on a monthly basis, just on average, how many clients are you getting total with both businesses?
I'd say something between 15 and 20.
15 and 20.
Yeah.
And how many of those calls are converting?
Oh, when you say client, I mean people I work with.
Okay, people that you brought over. 15 to 20 new clients per month, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so I pretty much have everything I need here for our first conference call, but we'll definitely be in touch, and we'll want to speak with you again. Is it okay for us to give you a call in the future once we're further along in our development process?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and I do want to make sure that you paid for your time. We do want to send a check out to you. Who should we make the check out to, and where should we mail it?
Can you use PayPal?
We don't currently have a PayPal account, and we have an accountant that just sends out the check. That way, we can have a trail of everything.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let me give you my. Okay, so my name is. You want me to text you instead?
You can text me, that's fine. And what's the address, though? What's your mailing address? That way we can make sure that we send it to the right address.
My mailing is 12450. Yeah, Culver Boulevard.
Culver Boulevard.
Los Angeles, 90066. And did I give you the apartment number?
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, what's the apartment number?
205.
Okay, 205.
Yeah.
And who should we make the check out to?
So Alize, Alize. And Adulin, Adulin.
Adulin?
Yes, D as in daddy.
Yeah. A, D as in David, U as in umbrella, L as in Larry, I as in indigo, N as in Nancy, correct?
Yes.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much for your time. Like I said, we'll definitely be in touch. We'll go ahead and get this check printed out and mailed out to you as soon as possible. And like I said before, we'll definitely be in touch and we'll pay you for your time again.
Okay, sounds good. But right now, you didn't sign me up for anything, you correct?
No, no, there's nothing signed up. What we're doing is having a conference call. So we want to find out what your needs are. So the next time we speak to you, we can approach you with things that would benefit your business. And then also, I told you before, you know, once we have our app ready for you to demo, there will be no charge to you. The only thing we'll want to have from you is just conversations like these that would help
feedback.
Us.
Feedback. Okay.
Yeah, feedback.
Great.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Sounds
and then good. at some point we will charge, but we want to prove to our providers that our business, you know, I mean, our app works before, you know, we start charging anything.
Of course. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
That makes perfect sense.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so
no
much.
No worries. And so, like, when should I expect the check approximately?
We're probably going to have that printed out today and probably mailed out by today or tomorrow. I mean, so you should get it within the next couple of days. You're actually not too far from us, so it should be there shortly.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.